We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
You know, you have this misdemeanor under state law where that had run out. This is going back to related to the 2016 election. And they zapped it back into life by alleging that there was a campaign finance violation under the federal laws that doesn't exist. The Department of Justice doesn't view it this way. But on top of that, you've got these tough factual issues that were laid out well by the Trump team, saying someone else designated this as a legal expense. And he was actually paid far in excess of this because of this was a legal account.
Yeah, Jonathan Turley, the attorney there, taking a look, the law professor, at just all the things that are wrong with this case up in New York against Donald Trump. We're lucky to have Chanel Rion with us right now, Chief White House Correspondent for One American News. Chanel, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
It's great to have you back. You know, the thing that strikes me about this case up in New York is the testimony yesterday that somehow the media, in this case, David Pecker guy, says that he helped tamp down negative stories about Donald Trump because he liked Trump and he didn't want these stories, some negative stories, to get out there, people trying to damage him. And I'm thinking to myself, the mainstream media in America carries that water for the Democrats all the time. You've reported on it, how they did it for, they covered up the Ukraine crisis with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and all that for years. They did it with the Hunter Biden laptop. There were stories they would not report on because they didn't want it to damage their political candidate. There's no there in this case.
It is it's a sham case, obviously, and everyone has said that time and again. But any attorney worth their salt cannot weigh in on this issue and seriously give legal analysis, saying that this is a serious case. It's not. It's a political game. It's a circus. But what's interesting is the fact that you have the Democrats now presenting the Sun as if it's some kind of authority on news now. And the problem with that hypocrisy is that I don't know if any of this will actually come to light, but back in the day, just a few years ago, OAN was one of the few outlets, along with the Washington Free Beacon and the Real Clear Politics, reporting on Eric Sciarmella. This was the CIA asset, essentially, who was deeply involved in all the Ukraine deals and deeply involved in Vice President Biden's work in Ukraine.
Right.
And we were reporting on Eric Sciarmella pretty consistently and accurately. We get a phone call from a big tech company. I won't name who it is, but it's a very, 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 very big tech company. And they call us to say, like, hey, you're reporting on this person. Do not mention this man's name.
Wow.
Or else we will start taking your content down. And OAN, and again, this is testament to OAN's integrity, the leadership at OAN, the Herrings, they sat in on that conference call, could not believe what they were hearing. They could not believe that a big tech company was calling us, a news organization, and telling us who we could not or could mention in our news reports. And the question then became, wow, if this company is really trying to censor this man's name, who else are they censoring? And what are other kinds of control do they have on other media outlets? OAN took a stand, continued to report on this man, And we took the hit. We said, you know what? It's fine. If you want to take our content down, you can. If you want to demonetize us, you can. But we're not going to let you control us that way.
Did they actually take your content down?
We just didn't post on that platform.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And that was how we got around it. But I lay that story out as an illustration of that's how nefarious this is behind the scenes when it comes to media. The media is a complete farce. And if you're talking about any kind of credibility in establishment media, there may be appearances of it in some of the bigger corporations. But at the end of the day, they are controlled by these people who call them on a conference line and say, hey, you can or cannot talk about this.
Wow. Wow. It's just pretty stunning. Well, I mean, you've been ahead of the curve on a lot of this stuff for a long time, Chanel. I saw the video you posted earlier, the president leaving for a trip to Florida. You also draw attention to, because there's no way to get around Joe Biden's policy in the Middle East that's led us to where we are today with these protests here, his lack of support for Israel. Who's making these really bad decisions? You named the name of who's really running foreign policy in the Biden White House.
Jake Sullivan.
Yep.
Jake Sullivan is the so-called wunderkind. He's a 40-some-year-old kid guy who rose through the ranks very quickly at the side of Hillary Clinton. And from there, he became a very close associate within the Obama circles. If you really want to trace where the problems in the Middle East are arising right now, it's squarely on Jake Sullivan's shoulders. He's the national security advisor for Joe Biden at this moment. But as we all know, Joe Biden is not making any real decisions. He's barely making any decisions over his own body. Like, there's just not a lot going on Joe Biden's front. So Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor, he was there from the beginning implementing Obama's policies. Remember, Jake Sullivan is the architect, one of the main architects of the Iran deal, where millions of dollars were piled into an airplane and shipped over to Iran to help in their nuclear program in response to Iran being belligerent. Who does that? Not someone who's on America's side. Jake Sullivan has been on Iran's side from the beginning. He has hired pro-Iranian individuals to run top-level offices in our State Department and our Pentagon. And those people have been making decisions, and it leads to the disaster we are facing right now in the Middle East, where Iran has the cojones to now attack Israel.
Wow. Well, keep up the good reporting, because the mainstream media is not reminding people of who's leading us down this dangerous path, for sure. Chanel, always great having you on. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
You bet. Chanel Rion there, Chief White House Correspondent for One America News, out there trying to get the truth out on a regular basis.
That's wild that they were saying we're going to take your content down. And we know that happens far more than we would like to think.
And now we know why, in part because of the lawsuit brought by the state of Missouri. It's the administration reaching out to these big tech companies,
yep,
saying we don't like what they're reporting. And then they go and threaten to take it down.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Our conspiracy theories from how long ago are now truth, as it usually is, right? It's just 6 months, they say, or 6 weeks between the conspiracy theory and the truth.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.